interest rates on new and used 2012 through 2009 vehicles is 3.50%. Financing will be from 60 to 72 months. Recreation vehicle loans, 7%. Late model RVs at 8 to 10%. Credit union special on unsecured loans up to $1,000 at 7% for 12 months. $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months and a $3,500 loan at 8% for 36 months. Christmas Club accounts will be maturing on October 31st with an interest rate of 0.75%. It's never too late to sign up. Time to think about next year's Christmas Club account. They start on November 1st. Their membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. So please visit the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Truscott Street under the water tower or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, NCUA insured, where they're always working for you.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, representatives from about 60 countries and the Libyan transitional leaders met today in Paris to map Libya's path to democracy. CNN's Jim Bitterman reports Libya's new leadership is, in effect, the subject of a high-stakes job interview.
The Western leaders want to make sure that this National Transitional Council has it foremost in their mind that they should be embarking on a democratic transition here. They came here with a roadmap suggesting that they could have free and fair and democratic elections 18 months down the line, and I think a lot of the leaders here wanted to hear them say that personally.
Firefighters are making progress in the battle against a big wildfire in North Texas. The fires burned more than 6,000 acres west of Dallas-Fort Worth and destroyed 40 homes. And in Noble, Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City, a wildfire has forced the evacuation of a high school and several homes. Forecasters say a low-pressure system in the central Gulf of Mexico could turn into a tropical storm, possibly threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, and what was Hurricane Katia far out in the Atlantic has been downgraded to a tropical storm. But forecasters say anything could happen in the next few days to increase or decrease its strength. Vermont's facing a big recovery job after Hurricane Irene's flash floods. CNN's Amber Lyon reports road crews are racing to lay down new asphalt on hundreds of damaged roads before the onset of winter.
They have to have this down by November. Otherwise, it's too cold to do so. So I just spoke with transportation officials. They say they're working as quickly as they can, pulling out all their resources to at least get these roads built up enough that people can drive over them back and forth and leave these communities.
The Centers for Disease Control has good news to report on childhood immunizations. The CDC's Dr. Jane Seward says immunization rates for young kids in the U.S. have gone up significantly just in the past year.
It's reassuring that most parents are protecting their young children from vaccine-preventable diseases. Overall, our coverage is at or above 90%.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hello?
Let me guess. You're at a warehouse store?
How did you know what...
Looking at new dryers?
Yes, but who...
Consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
So what am I...
going to say next? Thank you.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Right now, head to Sears for the big Labor Day event and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, get an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Up to 25% off. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer good through 9/6.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
WLEW, here is your local news. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen talked with reporters this afternoon after recently learning there is a state police investigation on him of himself, two judges, a number of local attorneys, members of the Road Commission, and others. Hansen said he learned about it by chance, and the allegations were made to the state police seeking an investigation by State Representative Kurt Damrow. Hansen has been told by MSP investigators he is no longer part of the investigation. Hansen said,
"The whole purpose of this is to let you guys know what's going on. The second thing is we need this taken care of as fast and as soon as possible because of the serious allegations that have been made here that could interfere with the law enforcement and judicial process of our county."
In his news release, Hansen said this certainly has the appearance that the taxpayers' money is being spent needlessly because of a personal vendetta Mr. Damrow has with many of us in Huron County.
I think that he's getting even with us, or attempting to.
The sheriff said he believed the efforts were in retaliation for his department investigating the status of Damrow's driver's license and insurance. The judges with incidents involving child custody issues and the incarceration of his wife in connection with violation of a judge's visitation order. Hansen says he's not trying to interfere with state police investigation. He said he wants the investigation to be completed in a timely manner. He said he didn't want this to be inactive and linger just to come out next July, which is just prior to the election season. Hansen has sought information on the case through the Freedom of Information Act by letter sent yesterday, which would require a response by the state police in 5 days from receiving it. To be fair to those who have allegations pending and have not been cleared or charged, we are not going to into detail on them as they could identify people who may ultimately be cleared of any wrongdoing. If the allegations result in charges, they, of course, will be reported when that occurs. A message was left with Kurt Damrow's office in Lansing seeking comment on the matter. More news after this.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you are looking for a no-obligation quote on your home insurance, life insurance, automobile policy, or business insurance, give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
While you're shopping in downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Peruski Insurance, Buckley Shoes, Flannery Auto Mall, Thomas McKelvin Furniture, and HealthQuest, all in downtown Bad Axe. WLEW authorities are investigating the suspicious death of a woman near the end of her pregnancy whose body was found in Saginaw County. Officials haven't released the victim's name, but the owner of an industrial supply company tells the Saginaw News that she was one of his employees, Jenny Webb of Bridgeport Township. Jim Terry owns PF Marking Incorporated and says Webb was increasingly excited about the impending birth of her first child, who was due within a month. Police Chief Brian Booker says the police found the body early Wednesday near his department's gun range, which is just east of Saginaw. State police are calling the death suspicious, but haven't released details. And Huron County Sheriff's Department says a woman, two boys, and a Bad Axe police officer were sent to Huron Medical Center after a car rear-ended the officer's patrol car in Bad Axe earlier today. The accident occurred near the intersection of Northport Crescent and Hopkins Streets in Bad Axe around 1:10 p.m. today. The Sheriff's Department, Bad Axe Police Department, Bad Axe Fire Department, and three ambulances responded to the scene. Investigation by the Sheriff's Department continues. More news on the way next.
This is Alec McCormick at McCormick Motors in Pigeon, and we're inviting you to stop out and save thousands of dollars on our excellent selection of used and certified GM and Chrysler pre-owned vehicles. We have Chrysler Dodge minivans starting at only $11,195. Save $4,000 on our Jeep Wrangler four-door. Save $2,000 on a loaded Pontiac G6 one-owner remote start. 30 miles per gallon, dripping with chrome. We have a 33 mile per gallon 2008 Chevy Cobalt with remote start, cruise control, and a spoiler for only $10,995. That's $2,000 below book value. Need to save even more? I've even got Astro vans for only $2,200. Check out our website to see the rest of our great inventory with full pictures and descriptions at McCormickMotors.net. That's McCormickMotors.net. And remember, McCormick Motors and Pigeon will meet or beat any legitimate deal.
WLEW, the new Huron County Clerk, Lori Neal Wansevic, began her term as clerk this morning after being named